Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Protesters fought with immigration agents in the Southern California city of Camarillo as the agents arrested people at a cannabis farm. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict is on the scene.
People rushed to the scene looking for friends, family, relatives, strangers, just trying to make sure that everyone is okay. And so I did happen to talk to one woman. She has four family members who work there at that particular facility. And she had heard that her brother had been taken into custody and that she hadn't heard yet from her aunt. She said her brother was undocumented. Her sister did have proper documentation, so she was hoping she was also not gathered up.
With the tens of billions of dollars directed to ICE in the recently passed spending bill, the agency is now among the highest budgeted federal agencies. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez reports on just what the agency plans to spend all that money on.
It is getting, through this law, $45 billion just to bolster and expand its already sprawling detention system to hold individuals awaiting deportation. That money could allow the agency to detain more than 100,000 detainees at any given time. And just to put it in perspective, ICE right now is holding about 58,000 detainees, so the money would almost double the detention capacity.
Treacherous conditions, dangerous terrain, even rattlesnakes are slowing the process of finding the more than 170 people still missing in the deadly Texas floods. The story from KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox.
We're talking about debris piles 20, 30 feet high.
That's Fredericksburg, Texas Fire Marshal Reagan Rapke. He's leading a team of 300 responders combing through an 8-mile stretch of the Guadalupe River near Ingram.
I can't tell you how long we'll be here, but it is a slow, methodical process.
Much of the searching done by hand. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Will President Trump threaten new tariffs on several countries affect what's on store shelves in the U.S.? CBS's Jolene Kent spoke with the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles, Gene Soroka.
As uncertainty lingers, U.S. companies that export are losing business.
Traditional overseas trading partners are making other arrangements with newer and different trading countries.
Where are they going?
Brazil for soybeans, Australia for almonds and walnuts. The landscape of global trade is changing right before our eyes.
Changes that are leaving American businesses and shoppers in limbo.
The Italian company Ferrero is buying century-old cereal king Kellogg for a little more than $3 billion. Kellogg makes Fruit Loops, Special K, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies, among others. It has been struggling recently with falling cereal consumption in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Chourio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Chourio, base hit! A winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower and storm chances winding down. We'll see mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the mid-60s. On Friday, any showers and storms will be hit and miss. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba. Friday's show is a replay, but I'll be back live Monday with the group On Stage for Cancer performing in studio, and Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our guest host from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair from Chippewa Falls. And ladies and gentlemen, to kick us off, here are the Northwoods Quartet.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome aboard. Yes, everything's fine all along the line. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Come on, blow your horn.
I've been working on the railroad, 'cause I'm a railroad man. I've been working on the railroad just to make those trains go fast as I can. Can't you hear the whistle? Rise up, man, I hate getting up. Can't you hear the captain shouting?
Get to work.
Yes, I'll be working on the railroad all day long day.
Hey, there you go. Welcome to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Patrick Kreitlow.
That is not what you expected when you heard that hairball was going to be on the main stage tonight.
right.
Well, a little less hairball, but that's great.
That was amazing.
I know.
That was absolutely amazing. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or the like, you can see we are here at the Pavilion of Building C on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair grounds in Chippewa Falls. So happy to have Pat with us from Mornings and Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for making the drive over from Lake Wissota, Pat.
Oh, it was practically a walk. It was wonderful. Good to be back. I love Fair Week.
Me too. We're going to get to more of the fair. But first of all, guys, the Northwoods Quartet, we just, this is the thing I love about going on the road and going to places. And Pat has been here for 30 plus years. And it said, Todd, you got to come up here. Last year was our first year. We're back. And you guys were singing here right down the row. And I just asked you guys 20 minutes ago, and you said, sure. First of all, introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
Okay, I'm Tom Arneberg. I'm a baritone from about 1 mile west of here.
All right. I'm Steve Hine. I'm the bass, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
I'm Dan Heike. I sing the lead. I'm from Mondovi.
I'm Randy Liebel. I'm from Eau Claire, and I sing tenor.
Well, you're absolutely fantastic. So how long has the Northwoods Quartet been in business, and how'd this begin?
Well, we've been in business about 9 months now, I think it was.
Really? That's it? Wow.
Yeah. Is that a while like good or a while bad?
It's a while good. I mean, it sounds like you've been doing this a lot longer than 9 months, but go ahead.
Well, we've been all in barbershop for quite a while, actually. I think Tom's been in barbershop for 47 years.
Wow.
52.
And I'm the baby of the group. I've only been doing it for about 15 years.
Yeah, I've been in it for about 48 years. Dan and I are second-generation barbershoppers, so we've kind of grown up with it.
Wow. Is this your first time at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or have you been performing here before? I guess in only 9 months.
This group. Steve and I were in a different group called Chips, and we sang this many years, but it's first time for this quartet.
I don't know about you, but I'm always fascinated by a great barbershop. I could listen to it all day.
Well, I just love harmony of any kind.
Right.
You know, you see it in everything from, you know, the Eagles and the Beatles, and you see it in the thing that makes a group work is the harmony. I mean, anybody can just be a lead singer, but to have everybody...
Somebody begs to differ, Pat.
Well, when you combine that talent, that tremendous lead singer talent... How am I doing so far?
Good.
This is getting pretty thick now.
Yeah. Well, the barns are right over here. So, but you surround it with a group like this, and I mean, this is wonderful. What a great way to kick things off.
It really is, guys. For people that might be listening on WCFW, the tap locally, or we go to 11 stations across the state, people might be coming in this weekend. Where can they catch you? Are you just going to be kind of wandering around singing, or is there a specific time or spot that you're performing?
Well, we are going to be singing again at 4 o'clock, or the, I guess they call it the free...
Wisconsin Free...
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll be wandering around, but hopefully we won't get lost, so we will sing when we wander around a little bit as well.
All right, well, that's fantastic. Just today, so that people got to get out here. Anything else we haven't asked you that you want to make sure people know about you?
We have a new Facebook page as of yesterday, just Northwoods Quartet on Facebook, so you can find us there.
Northwoods Quartet on Facebook. And you guys hire out for events or concerts? Or?
Yeah. For a price.
All right. When did we get the Facebook page?
Yesterday.
Oh, awesome to know. News. That's great.
The internet moves really fast.
All right. To find out.
Yep. All right. Well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Do you have a short one, a quick one you can leave us with, something like that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here is once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, along with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. Here is the Northwoods Quartet.
When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is inside. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me, voices singing sweet and low. Warren, lucky that you found me where the mighty Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. All God's creature got someone to love. When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is in sight. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Absolutely fantastic.
Don't you really feel like the lead singer really carried that one this
time? You really did.
Amazing talent.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all very much. Again, you can find them on Facebook at Northwoods Quartet, and you can see them at 4 o'clock here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Building C. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
That was... how about that, Pat Kreitlow? I mean, we might as well just shut the show down.
I was going to say, I don't know what you invited me for. I mean, geez, I thought I brought a little something to the show. But
well, of course you
nothing
do.
Like that. Wow.
But that's the kind of thing you find when I think that's part of the unexpectedness for those who didn't grow up, of those of us who did not grow up here north of Highway 29 or haven't been here before. Last year when I was here with our friend Trigvi Olson, I was just, maybe I'm embarrassed to say this, but I was a little blown away. I'm like, wow, this is, as the kids say, legit.
That, is that what the kids say?
I don't know. That's, okay. That's what Zomers tells me.
Well, I mean, funny that you say that as I turn to this empty chair next to me. Trig V, what do you think of, it's his excuse this time.
He was flying in Chicago. I thought there was a chance he'd surprise us.
I thought there was, too. I thought, especially if he was singing. If he was one of the guys, how great would that have been?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Trig V, well, we miss you. We'll have an extra snow cone on you.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah. When I moved here 30 years ago, and you know, I'd lived in Eau Claire prior to that, but had never spent, you know, a big chunk of time in Chippewa Falls, much less come to the fair. And you come to the fair for the first time, and I remember Sherry and I thinking, this is Shangri-La. This is great. This is the best of a modern day Mayberry, in the sense of, you know, it's a community that is, you know, Goldilocks size, not too big, not too small. You got your 15 to 20,000 people here, and they come here, and it's not stifling by any stretch of the imagination. And don't get me wrong, I had a great time at Summerfest last weekend in Milwaukee. And there's plenty of small county fairs, but I mean, this one to me is really Goldilocks, as much as a fair can be.
I think that's so well said, because you could do the entire thing in a day if you want to, but there's also enough things to explore if you want to make 2 days of it or a weekend of it, whatever it might be. We're going to hopefully, within this hour here, Rusty Volk, the fair director, longtime fair director. I believe, Pat, you said this is technically his last year, and then he's going to be handing the reins over to a new person. But boy, what a history that Rusty has had. You open up this year's fair program, and there he is right there on the front page.
He's the centerfold right there.
Right, Rusty Volk. The centerfold. Yeah, that's great. But also, we'll be talking to him a little bit in hour number two, a little What's Worse edition for you about yelling. How about that? Speaking of Trig V not being here, no. And Eric Anderson, the director of the U.S. Cube Championship and editor of Cube Nation magazine. Pat, last year when our friend and colleague Jane Matinair and I took the show on the road, we were here. You stopped by the coffee shop downtown with us, and we talked to some of the folks at Cube. And this weekend, as if the Northern Wisconsin State Fair wasn't big enough, people could come to the Chippewa Valley, go to Eau Claire, to the U.S. National Championship, Cube Championship, and I hear it's a pretty cool thing.
There's a lot of people that they get hooked on this thing. You know, it's that combination of bowling and horseshoes done with wooden blocks. And I think it's great that you and Jane got to see that. And I turn again to the empty chair. Jane, what did you... Oh, apparently...
she's getting ready for next week.
For next week, but I wasn't... Apparently Chippewa wasn't good enough this year. Jane...
She did not set the schedule, but we'll be not too far away. We're going to be up in Hayward and Butternut, because the National Lumberjack Championship is going on. There's a big powwow for our Native American community up there as well. So we're doing the show up there on Friday in Hayward, Butternut on Thursday at an artisan shop. And on Wednesday, we are going to be at the EAA Museum there, previewing this year's EAA. So we're all over the state, Patrick.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Good time had by all.
You can't do that at 6 a.m. You guys are lucky.
Because I offered. I said, well, Pat, I've got all the stuff. I'm willing to get up early, and you could do your show at the fair. And you were like, what?
It's just me and the cows. Right. You know, it's not that they're not fun, but there's a little more activity at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, just you agree. So I'm so happy, and I know it's kind of a lot for you. You got a lot of other things to do, but it means a lot having you here today and also tomorrow to talk about
the fair. Twist my arm. I have to come to the fair a couple of hours earlier than I otherwise would have. Sherry will eventually join me in one beer garden or the other. And, you know, it's very social, people that you haven't seen for a while. It's, you know, it's kind of a grown-up homecoming, if you will, that people that come back just for fair week. You know, this year our adult kids can't make it, but in past years it's been fun to see them come and then see somebody that they weren't expecting to see from way, way back in high school and get to see each other. So it's just a fantastic place to be able to do that right here on the north end of Chippewa Falls.
Pat spoke a little bit earlier of some of the music coming here, and Hairball is tonight.
That was not Hairball.
No, that was not Hairball. That was not
it. All right. I would. How much? If I'd have known about this, I so would have had them rehearse, you know, a Hairball tune.
All right.
You know? I mean, what kind of death metal can you do a barbershop?
Can you actually name a Hairball tune? I can't.
No.
I bet Trig V could.
Trig V could.
He's a big metal fan. There's all kinds of entertainment. In terms of music, there's all kinds of great food. Pat and I are going to be sampling some of this.
Here's the remnants of the foot-long hot dog I walked in here with.
Here's part of the cold pretzel that's left, but it's you can get your cheese or your frosting on this. And look at these super-duper lemonades that Pat and I have.
Lemonades is here. Strawberry.
How about that? You have a strawberry? I have regular.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers, Pat.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can stay with us the next couple of hours. We'll be talking a lot about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Going to be talking about Coupe Championships. And maybe, who knows, we might throw a little politics in there as well. Because when Pat and I get together, it's hard not to talk about politics in some way, shape, or form.
You mentioned Hayward. We're going to talk about that new NASA administrator, Sean Duffy.
Yes.
Reality as a TV fact, show star Sean Duffy?
Yes, reality TV show star Sean Duffy. And for those watching on the stream, yes, you can see in the corner there, we're right across from the Republican booth. And so far, no shots have been fired. Welcome. Well, come on back. It's Pat Kreitlow, Todd Allball. We're live from Chippewa Falls at the Northern...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live
our
on the
fair.
Live location.
It's a weird remix of that.
It is. From the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Glad to have you along here. Zomer's back home at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. And we are just hanging. I think we're going to be joined very shortly by the fair director, Rusty Volk. But Pat, already some comments. One from our colleague and friend, Jane Matinere, listening in.
Uh-oh.
And she's a big fan of Barbershop, number one. She loved that. But she said, corn dogs, we want corn dogs. You almost ate a corn dog earlier.
When I asked for a foot-long hot dog and he handed me this foot-long corn dog, I'm like, no.
Not going
to
happen.
I want the thing with the extra onions because I'm going to be sitting next right. to Todd here, and I want him to have the full experience.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Which I sent to my daughters as well because we are not that far away from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we've been there a lot, and it's a tradition that my grandma started with me as a little kid. Was we'd go to the fair really early, about 7 a.m., and all the stands were already open, and the best breakfast on the fairgrounds is a foot-long hot dog with fried onions
wow.
on it.
That's cool.
I mean, there's something special, right. So you got to have it here at this fair, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, we're warming up the equipment because Jane and Greg and I are going to be on the road next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Eau Claire, in Oshkosh, in the EAA, and then in Butternut, in an artisan shop and from the World Championship, Lumberjack Championships, and the powwow up there in Hayward. So it's going to be a lot of on the road. We cannot, this is my favorite part of this. Well, a lot of favorite parts, Pat, but I love going on the road. I love coming up here and doing shows with you, because I think the more that we can learn about different places of the state, so when we're up here, you know, places in Oshkosh are learning something. When we're in Oshkosh, vice versa, and that's really the cool thing about being a statewide network, is people learn and get taken to places they might not normally know about.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to talk about townies. There are some people that, like, never leave Chippewa County or wherever. I mean, they're just around their hometown. There's plenty of people that get out and about a little bit more than that. But whatever the towny equivalent is of an area code, I need more people in the 715 to go down to the 414. And I need more people from the 414 to come up to the 715 and stop, you know, dissing on the 608. We have so much to see throughout the state. It's why I talked up Summerfest so much, is to let people know if they hadn't gone down to Milwaukee for that, or a Brewers game or the zoo or whatever, go do that. And I'm just as adamant with all of our folks in Milwaukee, Madison, and elsewhere. Again, on the weekends, get around the state.
Yeah.
There's so much to see on a tank of gas.
There really is, and that's why, you know, I think Trigby might have come up with it, or maybe with me, I don't know. But what makes Wisconsin great tours? I mean, we hear about in our politics so much everything that's wrong, but I think, Pat, one of the great things about traveling on these shows is we discover how much is great about this state, and more so the people of this state.
And that's the thing. I mean, look, we talk about politics a lot because it's important. But it's not all-encompassing. It's not the be-all and end-all. We all have lives to lead, and our politics would maybe be a little less abrasive if people understood better that, again, the folks over in that part of the state are not the enemy.
Right.
They're people that live their lives in a different kind of way compared to the folks up in, you know, Superior or wherever. And so our politics, our news, everything about our culture wars, whatever you call it, always get better with travel. Always get better when we meet each other, when we hear each other's stories. There's Rusty
yeah,
now.
No, I absolutely agree. Rusty Volk is getting settled in here. Do a little off the text line. Pat was talking about Halley, half joking maybe earlier, about doing a show with cows. Alicia, watching on YouTube, says Pat should totally do a show with cows. So there you go, Pat. Maybe Rusty could probably set you up if you want to do a cow show.
They totally would, you know, if it came to that. Here's the real reason, Alicia, is that I love doing it from my home at 6 a.m. If I get on the road and go any place at 6 a.m. and technically it doesn't work, I got no place to go. I can't.
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
There's no studio to run to. So, you know, home is like, you know, you go through all this and set it up in the middle of the day. And if it doesn't work out, you know, we make it the Aaron Zahmer show. But
many thanks. Thanks for bringing this up. When I do some of these things, I have my own production crew. This is real. My sister and brother-in-law, Heather and Mike Galloy, I try to buy them a dinner, but they're doing this for free. I could not do these road shows without them.
You got another roadie here now.
And this weekend, we brought Mom up. My own version of Mom, Anthony Edwards' mom. She's sitting because we're all going to the Twin Cities tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. Or on Saturday, pardon me, Saturday.
Does Mom
Saturday.
Have a name?
Linda.
Yeah. Linda?
Yeah, Linda. Miss Wallace.
Say hi loud enough for us to hear you here. She just mouths.
right.
Mom. Oh, so I see where that comes from. All right.
Mom has always said, I said, why don't you come on the show? And she goes, I don't want to be on radio. So anyway, hey, we got a couple of minutes left here. We're going to come back and have a larger discussion. But I want to bring on here before the break, again, if you open up the great program here for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this weekend at Chippewa Falls, the cover boy right inside is Mr. Rusty Volk, the fair director, the executive director. He was here with us last year. Rusty, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show this year again.
Awesome. I love it. I love you. Don't give me a mic is what they say. But that's a good thing. No, thanks for being here, guys. This is awesome that you're bringing this live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's fun.
It really is.
It is.
And we'll get into a larger discussion if you can stay through the break here on the other side. But just give us a quick take on this. How's the fair going so far? Is setup going well? The first day here, is it going all right?
I'll be totally honest with you. This has been the easiest fair to get started that I've had in the last 17 years.
Wow.
You know why
that is? I am serious. I am serious about that.
You know, they're like, hey, if we make it easy on him, he won't go away.
Right.
You know?
They're going to keep him here.
You had to threaten to leave for them to finally get things done right for you around here, Russ.
Well, you might have a point there. There's probably some working behind my back that I don't know about.
Oh, no.
But it's been going awesome. When you visit with the North American Midway Carnival, I mean, they were actually ahead of schedule as well.
Wow.
I think it's great because we've been working together with the carnival and everybody else for many, many years. And as we've rebuilt the grounds, we built it for them as well so that it's easy for them to set up.
Yeah.
And then they're rested and they're not scrambling. And it helps for safety and everything. So, idols to God, this has been the easiest opening that I've had since I've been here.
I love hearing that.
Me too. It's so much fun. We're going to come back and talk more with Executive Director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Rusty Volk. Also, my co-host for the next couple of days, Mr. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, if I could talk. Too much of this great fair food I'm gnawing on. We'll come back live from Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fair. After this, it's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. ICE agents and protesters have clashed in Southern California. Here's CBS News Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict.
An explosive scene in Ventura County as federal agents squared off against neighbors in Camarillo during an apparent immigration raid.
The recently signed budget bill gives billions to ICE. What will it do with that money? CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The president has promised to conduct the largest deportation operation in American history, and this extraordinary amount of money could very well help the administration accomplish that goal.
With the latest on rescue and recovery efforts in hard-hit Kerr County, Texas, the Kerrville Police Department's Jonathan Lamb.
It is a methodical search which ensures that every area in an area to be searched is covered and searched and that no stone is left unturned.
At least 170 people are still missing in the region. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers! Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner. Sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower and storm chances winding down. We'll see mostly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the mid-60s. On Friday, any showers and storms will be hit and miss. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the landowners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Albaugh.
Next time, Todd continues live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, highlighting some great public educators and talking with filmmaker B.J. Hollers about his new documentary on the amazing game Coup. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's not Oktoberfest. What is this?
It's coming. Welcome to the Todd Albaugh Show. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow across the network 6 until 9. I'm Todd Albaugh here. Zommers, Mr. Zommers, is back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Happy to be bringing you the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in part here for today and tomorrow. And, Pat, we are joined here at the table by the executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair here at Chippewa Falls, Rusty Volk. Rusty, again, congratulations on a heck of a run here as executive director. How many years as executive director and how many years total have you been involved in the fair?
So this is my 17th fair as the executive director, and I've been involved with the fair for 17 years and 8 months. How's that?
That's pretty darn specific.
That's pretty
specific. I love
specific.
It. I love
that's
it.
That's the length that I've been involved in the fair industry.
Yeah, that's just incredible. Talk a little bit, if you can. I know you touched on it before we went to the break there, but you've made so many improvements here at the State Fair grounds. In 17 years, what do you find the two or three biggest improvements or differences between when you started and this year's fair?
Are you going to narrow that down?
You want me to narrow that down? And you even came from the morning show just to be with me, right?
Yes, of course.
So the biggest thing really of our accomplishments has to be our agricultural campus. There's no doubt about it. When I came on this fairgrounds in September 1 of 2008, it was like, where do I start? When I look at the barns, I was a farmer, okay? I farmed 1,900 acres and milked 100 cows out in North Dakota prior to moving to the Chippewa Falls area. And I'm going, these barns suck.
They were old. Right? They were falling down.
They were over 100 years old, and I started taking pictures of the framing of the old red barn, and it was like an S that was imploding, and some of the understanding that I had, and I witnessed the first fair. I just let it happen.
Yeah.
Because you got to witness it to see once before you can make any comments, really, as to what's going on. And when I witnessed the culture of showing animals and the intensity of the competition and the amount of fans that were blown on every animal with one transformer pulling all the power and the transformers glowing red, ready to blow. And I'm going, this is what I got myself into. So it's been a very interesting and fun transformation, wonderful journey of where we're at. It's been a joy of going. So the barns obviously are the biggest thing that needed to be done. And as long as we're building the barns, it was like, let's create an agricultural campus. Let's create a canvas. So if you'll notice the numbering on the barns and stuff, it's more black and white. It's basic, like a campus would be, like you'd go to college. So we're setting it up as an educational facility for the youth of tomorrow. And when I went out to generate revenues for that from the Ken Custers and the Rooneys and those elements, I said, that's what we're going to build. We need to educate. Educate the youth for them to educate the public that don't have a clue of how their food is being produced. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing that's my accomplishment, and I'm really proud of that. It's taken me, you know, 15 years of the 17 years I've been here to get there.
Oh, you should, because, again, my first time 30 years ago, you think, wow, these barns are so old and they're so quaint. And, like, the next year you're like, these barns are so old. And then the next year, these barns are so old and so dangerous.
You know? Yeah.
And so to have a director come in and identify this and say, look, we don't have to do it this way just because we've always done it this way. We've got a generous community that's willing to embrace education and willing to embrace their fairgrounds. All it needed was a, you know, a leader, and that's what we found in Rusty.
Absolutely. Exactly. We are here live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. Todd Albaugh, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're talking with the fair executive director, Rusty Volk. As you look, I think the weather may be a little bit of rain tomorrow, but otherwise looks like pretty nice weather for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, my first time here was last year. My sister and brother-in-law live here in Eau Claire in the area. But I would encourage, as we have a statewide show here, anybody that lives in La Crosse or Green Bay or Madison that wants to take the weekend, there's things, Rusty, not just animals, but there's things for the whole family, right?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I changed when I became a director here, the manager, and the fact that we did surveys, you know, and one of the survey questions, how many days do you attend the fair? 1.2. The fair's 5 days long, 6 days long, almost all week long, and I'm going, thank you. I know what I need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So you change things up. You have something for 2 days, then you switch. You got to come back to see the next thing, and everything else kind of flows. You start learning. I went to the Institute of Fair Management, which is a national organization, going through 32 different courses of study.
Really?
Absolutely. They've actually got an Institute of Fair Management.
I didn't know that.
From the International Association of Fairs and Exhibits. It's a national organization, and that was great. I said, I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I want to know what the best practices are, and then I want to know what the community wants.
Yeah.
I need to know what the people are going to support. What do we want to want? You know, they want tractor pulls and dirt shows, live music. Well, you can't sometimes have live music and tractor pulls in the same venue. You know, you go through and say, what are you going to do? How are you going to go about it?
Do you actually travel around, like, to a fair that is recognized as one of the best ones? Are there field trips where you could say, hey, this is what works, and I want to incorporate this at our fair?
Absolutely. We have a complete network. You know, we have our convention, but then we have our district meetings. And I can call the major managers of the biggest fairs around, and they know me by name. So what are you doing about wireless? What are you doing about cashless? What are you doing about barn cleaning? How do you go about that? Connect that. So get the best of the best information. Then, once you know what they want, you just meld it and put it together. So these barns, very interesting, they're set up as some of the national things is what we got in there, especially for E. coli.
Wow. Yeah,
right.
E. coli.
How has it changed with fairgrounds often being seen as a one and done, just a one-off? They do the fair, and then it just sits there. And, of course, here in Chippewa, we've got Oktoberfest. You know, Springfest has had some spurts and some other events. To what degree over your tenure have you watched the fairgrounds become, you know, closer to a year-round venue?
That's the goal. Mm-hmm. That's totally the goal. With our new barns, the Custer Coliseum, that's the first year-round building we have. That's the only building. When I came here, there was no heat. There was nothing in any of these buildings. You sweat all the time.
Yes, you did.
You know? And it was hot. This building has air conditioning now. So this is one of the first buildings we worked with. And we worked with the high school because they did their extravaganza. They would generate over $100,000 in one night for the athletic program. But it was hot, stuff like that. Okay, let's put air conditioning. You pay half, I'll pay half.
Wow.
Chairs. You buy half, I'll pay half. It's always been 50% all the way. Now everybody can enjoy that. That's kind of the relationships and the building that you have with everybody around. So I'm so proud of that Custer Coliseum down there because now we got weddings booked down there and all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
awesome.
Which is awesome.
Amazing.
It's just going to draw more people.
One of our listeners, Mark Apertisak, texts in. He's listening. He says, growing up in Douglas County, minutes away from Lake Superior, I'm mildly amused to hear Chippewa Falls is the quote-unquote northern Wisconsin.
Oh, here we go.
I have memories of Chippewa Falls when my Aunt Dorothy was secretary for the chief of police there and gave me and my brothers a tour of the jail. She lived just a few blocks away from the Falls Bait Company, and the trip from Superior to Chippewa entailed going through every little town that 53 now bypasses. So, I mean, people all over the state have memories of this fair.
Exactly. So, do you know how it came about, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Tell us the story.
In 1897, the state of Wisconsin chartered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the Central Wisconsin State Fair. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair was set up with 27 counties in the northern part of the state. In order to have membership, it was state-owned. In order to be members, you had to be the president and the treasurer of the ag associations. That comprised the membership. They had bylaws, and I've got books that show that. The 30s, there was no money, right?
Yeah.
Depression. Yeah. Nobody had any money. So there was no funding that went about. However, at the turn of the century in 1915, I've got records that show this venue was the largest fair in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
Because in 1913, I did some studies on it, that the Aquafish, it states that the Northern Wisconsin State Fair set a record attendance on Tuesday of fair week of 20,000 people, 1913.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, right?
So that's how it's growing all this time. So the Northern Wisconsin, it was chartered in Northern Wisconsin State Fair because of the representation, and we're retaining that.
Yeah. So is there an association and affiliation with the Wisconsin State Fair? To what degree are these central and northern, you know, are they in any way, are they connected in terms of, you know, some of the exhibits or just any of the other structure to it, or is it completely a separate entity?
Here's news, absolutely not.
All right. Wow, I didn't know that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. The Wisconsin State Fair is funded by the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Central Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Interesting.
Okay? Yeah. We're private fairs, but yet we're state fairs because we're district fairs, and that's how we're designated. So people can come from multiple areas, multiple states.
That's what my follow-up is then, because we see there's animals here, there's show barns, there's things. So people, do they still go from the county fair and then get their entries here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or is it a direct entry to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Great question. So your county fairs consist of exhibitors of animals just within the county. Mm. Thus, Dunn County, Chippewa, whatever. That's 4-H kids, youth kids, FFA kids, other clubs, they have to meet it. That's up to like 19 once you're out of high school, when you're out of high school. Then you have the open fair. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair hosts the Chippewa County Junior Fair. And then we clean the barns, and we open it up to the open class, where you can come from various states and all across the state. So that's the bigger portion, especially in the dairy portion of it.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Rusty, we've got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything that we have not asked you yet you think the people across the state ought to know about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is pretty well set up as that little Wisconsin State Fair that has everything that you can have at Wisconsin State Fair, only in a smaller venue is what it is. When you consider we have over 100,000 people attend this fair in the city of Chippewa Falls, of what, 15,000 people? We create a village up here, we create a city.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's clean. We feel we have the cleanest fairgrounds in the state of Wisconsin. You're not going to find a cleaner. It's because of the way we've set it up, the way we clean it. You know, we have a street sweeper that comes in every morning. Peggy Leinenkugel was the first secretary of the Northern Wisconsin
State. Of the Leinenkugels, yeah.
Peggy Leinenkugel, Jake's wife. Mm-hmm. And when they hired me, I says, Peggy, what do we got to do? He says, we're going to make this look like Disneyland.
Wow.
Where it's going to be clean, where you don't see anything laying around. Right. You know, I go behind the scenes with my camera. I take pictures of the stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
That's my job.
That's Peg. That is Peg Lanigan.
Quick question. Can we get a bring a kid in here with a small animal, like a rabbit or something like that, to talk to him?
He wants to bring in a live animal.
I want to bring a rabbit.
I said there might be rules against that.
There you go. Before this is done, tomorrow, we'll get a live, because it's hilarity when kids bring animals in.
And you can do anything you want. You put your mind to it.
Hey, look at that. Hey, before we let you go, I want to say thank you. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, Rusty Volz.
Thank you.
And thank you for all this commitment to kids and families at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. Really appreciate Rusty Volz. We'll come back with more. Pat Kreitlow and myself, we are live on location. Pat will do a polka from Chippewa Falls, having a lion kugel on the Civic Media Radio.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Pat Kreitlow Pavilion on the fairgrounds of the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, it's the All Ball Show, live on location here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow is sitting next to me here at the table. For those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, you can see the people passing by behind this, Pat. And
With an umbrella, apparently.
Started to rain?
I don't know. Maybe
it is. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we got the...
Where's that Brittany Merlot when you need her?
Right, exactly.
it's been a little cloudy, but you know, there's plenty of exhibit buildings.
Yeah.
We've talked about the farm buildings going up, and we didn't have enough time to ask Rusty about it. But the main stage, the grandstand, I mean, the old grandstand was long gone, you know, for many years, and so they came up with a whole new main stage area. There's just so many additions that have been made here. And like you said, you don't need just the one glowing red transformer anymore. There's right. There's an entire infrastructure to things like this.
Well, and I think you nailed it, Pat, is that between, it's not just your, there's nothing wrong with the typical animals and that sort of thing, but it's the entertainment. There's all kinds of music throughout the day. It's not just the night show tonight. There are things going on all during the day. There's the carnival rides here you might think is typical. We're in Building C, which, I mean, you can talk about, there's a booth here for soft water or politics or home improvement stuff. I mean, it truly is live entertainment, and I think that's what's so healthy is we get too much in our screens, in my opinion. Get out and see the world a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and there is commerce involved. There's little gadgets that we've picked up along the way that you go, I didn't know I needed that. And sure enough, you do. And this, you're not going to get that just, you know, surfing the internet or waiting for the right catalog to come in the mailbox. Sometimes you got to walk past somebody at a table and go, what is that?
What's the best thing you ever bought at a fair? Like commercialized, like not food.
Honestly, but a hot tub.
Really? That you got at a fair?
Our first fair here 30 years ago, we had just bought the house, and I'll go ahead and give them a shout, Swimrite, out of Eau Claire and Chippewa. They had a couple of hot tubs set up, and as we're walking past them, and we're looking at the prices, and we're like, maybe the house needs a hot tub.
Right.
And so there was a hot tub, but now, of course, we were much younger then that you're thinking hot tub. Yeah. Now that we're much older, our most recent big purchase was one of those long poles you attach the garden hose to it so that you can clean the siding way up at the top. That's how practical we become. Young Pat is going, my God, man, what has happened to you? Have some Metamucil.
But you can still enjoy a hot tub. There's nothing wrong with that.
I still do for all the aches and pains after I've been cleaning the siding. Right. Yes.
I know. I think I got the state fair in West Allis. Years ago, I got the hand-hammered walk. The old hand hammered walk, and I'm not sure. It was great. You could do great walking in it, great cooking, and I also got one of those not Ginzu knives, but like that where you saw the can and it still cuts tomatoes, and I've still got that probably 25 years later.
Oh, absolutely. You like I said, you have to walk around the buildings just to know what you don't need or what you didn't know that you needed until that very moment. We talked about the exhibits earlier, all the, you know, the school kids have exhibits, you know, that are in some of the buildings, yeah, or some of the arts and crafts. So there's just a little bit of everything.
No, there really is. It's and again, running through Sunday, right? Through the 13th here at Chippewa Falls. You can go online. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter, Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and find all the great information. And how great is Rusty Volk? I mean, there's just an institution in the community.
Oh, I know. And I'm sure he's going to hang around after the retirement, and Brian Mackey will take over as executive director on January 1st, and I expect a flawless, seamless transition given his reputation in the community. And you're only going to see more good things happen as the years go by. People go, oh, it's such a modern world. It's all internet and screens and everything else. This is a chance to unplug all of that and just enjoy, you know, the same rides that your parents, you know, rode as a kid, still safe,
right?
You know? But again, to make that connection, or as they like to say, touch some grass.
There, that's what the kids say.
That's what it is.
Touch grass.
Get outside.
Touch grass.
Touch grass.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
This is where it is. So you want to be here, especially on day one, when, as they say, the grease is clean and the grass is green.
So. I never heard that one.
Oh, when it's
when the grease is clean.
Day one, where the grease is clean and the grass is green. Yes.
I love that. Also love our very own Terry Barr, who is watching us on YouTube today. Of course, she does all of our intros and so much more. The Emmy Award-winning journalist Terry Barr watching on YouTube. She says, my home fair in Shawnee County, longtime 4-H member, fairs in Wisconsin are wonderful. We lived in other states. I would drag my husband to a fair, and it's a very different experience. And there you go. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that. But I think, you know, she's absolutely right. There's just something about fair culture in Wisconsin that brings people together.
And I was really glad that Rusty could tell us more about the district fairs and the lack of like a formal affiliation. But, you know, the other reason why you had some of these, you know, district fairs is, you know, the state fairgrounds are a long ways away. West Allis is a long way from here. And there's things that people want to exhibit and have judged, but don't want to go all the way down there. And so you started these district fairs as well. But even if you just get to your own local county fair, you have much of the same thing, everything I talked about with the food and the rides, then the social aspect of it. I just think we have a really great structure here, that between here and the Central Wisconsin Fair in Marshfield, that you can go to places like this and see even more than you could at the county level.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Pat, you know how far away West Allis is from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
How far?
It's so far that a kid once took a dozen eggs to show at West Allis and ended up with a rooster. That's how far it is. It takes us a long way.
Did Rusty give you that one?
Terry Barr also, this is fantastic because my stepmom, who lives in Shawnee, also saw this. Terry Barr says, I saw Garth Brooks at the Shawnee County Fair the year he broke through with Friends of Those Places. He abided by his contract to play for basically nothing, which was cool, and so many people. I wasn't there, but my stepmom was, and they still talk about that in Shawnee. It was just before he broke out, and there was Garth Brooks at the Shawnee County Fair.
Oh, that's the thing. It's, you know, you can see sometimes artists who, you know, would not have, foreigners going to be here Saturday. 30 years ago, you wouldn't have seen them here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. But you also see the up-and-comers and can say, I saw them when. Right. And we've had that with some artists around here over the years.
It's a great time had by all. So if you're listening to us across Wisconsin and you want to have a great weekend with the family, get on up here to Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. If you're in the area, if you're listening to us on the tap here, WCFW, the tap of the talk side, come on out. And if you are going to listen to us on WCFW 105.7, Pat, that's the music station. They don't let me on that.
Yep.
Because I don't have that kind of channel. Mike McCabe does, though.
That's all Mike. God bless him for it. He's doing great stuff.
Come on back. Hour two is straight ahead, live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat and Todd.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Trump administration is criticizing a federal judge who has stopped the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect. CBS's Erica Brown has more from the White House.
Just weeks after the Supreme Court issued a ruling limiting the ability of judges to issue nationwide injunctions blocking presidential orders, a federal judge in New Hampshire temporarily blocked President Trump's birthright citizenship order. Judge Joseph LaPlante certified a class action lawsuit seeking to block the executive order that would restrict birthright citizenship for children born to undocumented parents.
ICE agents are increasingly being confronted by protesters. There were clashes Thursday in the town of Camarillo in Southern California. Here's CBS News Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict.
We had firefighters responding because they were getting a ton of 911 calls of people being injured or needing